A year after Trump rally shooting, town still seeks healing answers. Butler County, PA, bagpipes pierced the air. Motorcycle engines roared. And a country music star crooned a specially written ballad, topped off with booming fireworks. As echoes of those day-long tributes to Corey Comprator faded late Saturday night, the slain hero's wife, daughters, and their close-knit community quietly inched toward healing. Unresolved questions have thwarted that process for a year, although government officials released a few updates just before the one-year anniversary of Comprator's slaying and the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. Butler residents grew teary-eyed as they told the Epoch Times about the impact of Comprator's death, and many said they still wonder about the circumstances surrounding it. On July 13, 2024, a rooftop gunman took aim at Trump during a campaign rally at the Butler Farm Show. Then a candidate seeking his second presidential term, Trump suffered a gunshot wound to his right ear. Comprator, 50, died as he shielded his wife and daughters. Two other rallygoers suffered serious injuries before officers killed the perpetrator with return gunfire. "We have just had so much support ever since 364 days ago," daughter Allison Comprator, 28, told People at a July 12th concert in memory of her dad, which followed a parade, a program at the South Butler Community Library, and a motorcycle run called Corey's Cruise. The gatherings were billed as a day of unity and raised funds for community groups via the nonprofit Corey Comprator Foundation. His 25-year-old daughter, Kaylee Comprator, said her father would have been surprised to see the turnout. About 100 came to a Friday movie and hundreds more participated in each of the other events, often waving miniature American flags that organizers handed out. "He couldn't even imagine having all these people come and support him, because he would never think that he deserved any of this," she told the crowd that gathered to hear Nashville recording artist Gary Burke III. Some attendees sang along, teary-eyed, as Burke performed a tribute he wrote to honor the fallen hero, "Until We Meet Again." New sense of purpose. A volunteer who helped with the events, Molly Nowakowski, told the Epoch Times, "We want to carry on Corey's legacy, to help the community, so he can live on forever." People who didn't know Comprator now are aware of his devotion to his wife, two daughters, and their dogs, Nowakowski said. They also respect him for his service to a local fire department, the Army Reserves, and his church. Many of the event volunteers were strangers, but Comprator's cause brought them together, and now we're a family, she said. Nowakowski's husband, Keith Wilbert, said, "Just being involved in all this brings a little joy on a somber day for me." The events also uplifted the Comprators. Allison Comprator told concertgoers that she, her sister, and mother were initially so grief-stricken and traumatized, they had trouble getting out of bed each day. "We didn't really know how to look forward to something anymore after what we had witnessed," she said. But the idea for a motorcycle run blossomed. It spawned other ideas, the young woman said, creating a new sense of purpose for the surviving Comprators. "It really has brought our family a lot of healing," Allison Comprator said about the memorial events, "and it feels so good to be able to give back to our community after everything that our community has given to us in this last year." Her mother, Helen Comprator, told the concert crowd how much she appreciated outpouring of good wishes and efforts of the many volunteers who made the events a reality. In particular, she acknowledged the work of Scott Dougherty, a local business owner who is a dynamo. "He had these ideas after ideas, and he scared me a little bit," Helen Comprator said. "But if I asked Scott to buy me a purple pony with pink socks, he would call somebody on the phone and he would have it to me the very next morning. He gave me anything and everything that I wanted. And I'm not lying, he's that special to me." She then called him on stage. "This is all about Corey," Dougherty said. Referring to events throughout the day, he said, "It was so breathtaking, so honorable for Corey, to see hundreds of people waving the American flag, and all I can say is, I love you guys." Helen Comprator interjected, "No, I love you. And that's why I brought you up." Earlier, parade goers stood on brick sidewalks along small-town storefronts. They waved and cheerily acknowledged the trio of Comprator ladies, mother and her two daughters, as they passed by in a white 1992 Ford Mustang convertible. They were surrounded by four private security guards. Amid the outpouring of concern, The family has been the target of some hate-filled rhetoric with political undertones, Dougherty said. Despite the smiles, the tone remained solemn and reverent as bagpipers played Amazing Grace and Taps, melodies often used for military and police funerals. At the library, Comprator's 51-year-old widow told an audience, "My husband would just be in such awe of all of this, but he was just such a humble man. And for someone who didn't think he had friends in the world, like, this is just so much. It's so hard for me to hold back the tears for him, because this is what I wanted for him," she said, her voice cracking. "I wanted him to see the people here and that he's missed." Images invite reflection. The family presented the library with a small statue depicting a pair of children reading books. Helen Comprator explained why the image is significant to her. "There's nothing like a place to come pick up a book and read in peace," she told the crowd. "I love to get lost in a book. It's something that has brought me so much peace. I found a lot of help in books, especially grief books, this year." Another sculpture, rendered to look like her husband's firefighter turnout gear, was featured during the parade and displayed at the library. The artist who made the piece, Christopher Tomko, told the Epoch Times about the moment that inspired his work and the meaning he hopes it conveys. Several days after the shooting, Trump brought Comprator's turnout coat and helmet on stage with him as he spoke at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. "When Trump had kissed his helmet, I realized how much of an impact, how much of a loss there was," Tomko said, adding that it also represented that Trump realized how lucky he was, or how blessed he was to narrowly escape death. "It was a miracle, and he knew it," Tomko said. "I just wanted to kind of capture the suit the way that it was on the convention stage," he said. "So people will remember how much Corey was appreciated by the president, and then we should appreciate and remember him, too." Butler needed that. "So I made it," he said. On the coat, Comprator's last name is rendered as Comprator, without the. That's intentional, because it reflects how the firefighter's surname actually appeared on the coat. According to local lore, there was insufficient space to include every letter, and fellow firefighters thought it was funny to misspell the former chief's name. Instead of getting upset or ordering it to somehow be fixed, Comprator left it unchanged, Tomko said. The artist's son, David Tomko, 16, helped craft the piece, which looks like burnished silver, but was made with a 3D printer and sand infused with resin. Representative Mike Kelly and others helped fund the project, Christopher Tomko said. Appeal to Secret Service. Before the local events got underway on Saturday, Helen Comprator said a lack of information from the Secret Service, which was in charge of security at the rally, interfered with the healing process. She told Fox News, "We have no answers." She urged the Secret Service to meet with her. "She wants the agency to tell me everything that happened that day. I want to know why they failed. I want to know what happened. Why Butler? Why was that such a failure that day? What was the reason?" she said. The widow wants to know why the gunman who shot her husband was allowed to walk around for an hour without someone grabbing him. She also said that her husband was so willing to help others that, if given the chance, he would have helped that kid, referring to the 20-year-old shooter. Months after multiple government reports pointed out failings of the Secret Service at the Butler rally, the agency announced July 10th that a half dozen employees were suspended in connection with those failures. On July 12th, just after the parade honoring Comprator wrapped up, more news broke. Senator Chuck Grassley disclosed that the Secret Service knew about a threat to Trump's life 10 days prior to the Butler rally, but failed to relay the information to federal and local law enforcement, a news release said. The report, which the Government Accountability Office produced at Grassley's behest, also exposed procedural and planning errors, including misallocation of resources, lack of training, and pervasive communication failures. Those factors contributed to an unsecure environment, which allowed crooks to carry out the shooting, leading to Comprator's death, the release said. Helen Comprator reacted to the latest revelations. "I am in complete and utter shock," she told the Epoch Times in a text message Saturday afternoon. "I shouldn't be at this point, but I am. Someone big was involved here, and I am just dying to know the story. Time might not be on my side, but I will get the truth. Kelly headed a task force that probed the shooting, resulting in 40 recommendations to the Secret Service, many of which have been implemented, while others are in the works. Like many in the Butler community, I still have questions about everything that led up to and unfolded on July 13th, Kelly told the Epoch Times in an email. May we continue to pursue the truth to get the American people the answers they deserve. Personal impact. Dave Zernsack, who attended a Friday night movie as a fundraiser in Comfortor's honor, described the ripple effects of last year's shooting this way. Every one of us, we're one piece of America. So when the shooting happened, America got shot, he told the Epoch Times. Local people feel the personal impact of Comfortor's shooting, he said, but they also consider the larger picture, the enormity of the attempted assassination of Trump. His friend, Gail Paserba, got choked up during an interview at the Penn Theater, where she is a board member. Paserba said she identified with Helen Comfortor because she, too, has struggled with grief as a widow. I know what it feels like to have people come around and hold me up as my knees are buckling, Paserba told the Epoch Times. She sees others doing the same for Helen Comfortor and her girls. The community has just enveloped them. They will never hit their knees on the floor because the community will always be holding them up. She said people, whether they knew the Comfortor family or not, now feel close to them. I never met the man, Paserba said, but I call him Corey. Samira Buau contributed to this story.